Hello, citizens of academia, and welcome to another academic year. You know, I always say, autumn, the leaves fall, but it's springtime for a turnover of new academic projects and study. Just a little thing I say. To those of you ignorant, I am Professor Rotsage, and I will be orating your academic announcements throughout the year. So keep your ears and minds open. Now, I hope you all had a hedonistic freshers and enjoyed the delicious exhibition of earthly delights. I saw much merrymaking from my vantage point up in the roost of my office. The champagne flutes clinking, the chaos crawling, a few burnings at the stake. I think I even saw a cheeky virgin sacrifice or two. And apparently the eugenics team were most encouraged by the interdisciplinary copulation. All in keeping with the algorithm, I hear. The job's practically doing itself. All good fun, but now it's time to move on to a much more fulfilling exchange of knowledge. So please open your minds for your peer-reviewed discourse from the greatest minds in all of Nulden. Sorry, I get a tingle down my spine every time I can announce that. Oh, and of course here I'll remind you that the blood contract did specify strict confidentiality of all freshers' happenings, or you risk ostracization. And trust me, the transmogrifers have perfected the metamorphosis, and you do not want to try turning a page as an ostrich. So, once more into the breach, my academic acolytes, as we resume our noble quest for power truth. Truth. Truth, beauty, beauty, truth, as John Sleet famously theorized. Jeremy Turnip, yes, I can see you smoking, put it out. If you've enrolled this year, first of all, congratulations on ascending from the clamouring cattle, or as I call them, the underfog, and beginning your grand adventure to enlightenment. But if you've yet to register, you'll need to visit Matron Alexis in admissions, and ensure you've submitted a suitable blood sample over at the med school, so that we can verify your application in genealogy. Do remember, if you're not yet fluent in academic, and employing any translators or philological advisors, they'll need to be verified as well, along with any catamites brought from home. Now run along, Turnip, to your lesson. You don't have to loiter waiting for a standing ovation. Now, as disclaimed, modules offered are subject to change. I noted a few differences from last year to take note of. Ethics in academia is cancelled. Investigative journalism is now creative journalism. Enology and therapeutic psychology are now a combined joint honours. Apparently, after sharing that lecture hall last year, they discovered a mutual result. One is cheaper. We've stopped antisocial anthropology after having such poor attendance last year. And not enough people have taken collective tulpomancy, so that's gone. Some adjustments have been made due to faculty rearrangements. You may notice missing staff members. A lot of our professors are on sabbatical. As they say, every August the wealthy leave Nulden. However, students will be pleased to hear we are seeing the return of Professor Geppetto from his trip to the collective unconscious. Though I will warn students, he is harping on that he despises all of us and our petty social preoccupations from which he has transcended. But then everyone's like that their first week back. Professor Brooks has now retired, as he now knows everything. Professor Brooks, of course, one of our cherished immortal research professors, or as they're more affectionately known, the Imperishables. He was a true savant sponge of culture that we should all aspire to emulate. He has analysed every piece of literature, reviewed every piece of theatre, resonated with every sound and composition, absorbed every artwork, digested every creative dish, performed every sexual act possible without the use of nuclear fission, and indeed consumed the entire contradictory cyclical creative output of humankind, and every neurotic documentation and analysis as if it could stop time itself in amber, and is now, I imagine, listening to this announcement before taking his well-deserved break in the Cotswolds. and we wish you a relaxing retirement on that reassuring cushion of absolute awareness, Professor. And best of luck with the incontinence. So, always make sure to check the roots of the Silo Tree for the latest course visions and revisions, courtesy of that lovely leg of administration, the curriculum carvers. The courses are non-refundable, but if your course is no longer available, then we will ensure you are assigned self-study, supervision permitting. Although, like everyone, you will still need to pass the 42 assessments of ideological congeniality to continue your studies. If you'd like to transfer to another course, nothing could be simpler. Merely book a palingenesis appointment to weigh your academic credit history against the divine quill to power of Mustafa Ma'at, and we'll determine your next disciplinary pursuit through a series of appropriate trials. We have plenty of courses still available for the highest bidder. Still some places in hermetic chicanery. Cocktail party polemics, I believe that replaced physics, psychocartography, transcendental criminology. I believe there are even still some places on psychopompology, which this year has a very fascinating module on postmortem diaspora from our visiting alumni, Honorary Professor Caron. It seems only yesterday he was captain of the rowing team. Never has got over that loss to Smartford. I won't browse the whole list of available courses, but as you can tell, there's plenty of freedom. A day in academia is never a day wasted. Oh, and if you act now, I believe you can get in on a two-for-one deal on tautology degrees. That's tautology degrees, buy one, get one free. Matilda, use of telekinetic powers must be licensed. I know you think the world's your oyster after a strategic adoption up the social ladder, but I'm afraid you're still bottom of the pile here, my dear. Now, this year brings with it a new initiative for your academic announcements. Though, as you all know, I wholeheartedly champion the importance of a social schedule to maintain order and instill uniform values, I am informed that these academic announcements are now to be made available as podcasts, to be digested at one's leisure. This is just asking for the downfall of discipline, if you ask me. But apparently, due to some of Professor Schrodenberg's superposition modules, there's been uncertainty calculating a path integral schedule, and this will result in some students missing the announcements and being left out of the loop. Obviously, I see this as the opportunity for a lesson in prioritising values, as remaining in the loop is one of the key factors of academic success, far more important than, say, content or quality of work. This is why we have zeitgeist exams, for goodness sakes. The grand Ouroboros wall encircling academia is the symbol of that eternal loop of inherited cultural touchstones. I mean, why not just tear that down while we're at it? Let any jack sprat flood in and dilute the well. Lest we forget the siege of the academic Bastille at the Lyceum campus. But due to the infallible democracy of those eternal teenagers, the Students' Union, it has been decided that academic announcements will now be cast in pods and archived in the Thinkery for Loan, which I fear may signal the descent to intellectual depths never before plumbed aside from those epsilons at Lampwick University. But why would anybody listen to my criticism? I'm only an award-winning writer, professor, senior member of the Cult of Yore, with enough years of consulting assessment behind me I could and have assessed while drunk, not to mention the 16 PhDs to my name. But I will say this. If you are listening to this and you are not an esteemed member of academia, I would advise you cease and desist immediately. To cite the immortal words above our noble gates of academia, this is not for you.